Okay, today's daf is Menachos Daf Beis. We begin Maseches Menachos today, so a little bit of background to Maseches Menachos before we begin. Menachos is different than Zvachim in one very critical way, and that is that Zvachim deals with Zvachim and Menachos deals with Menachos, meaning that Zvachim deals with animal sacrifices, animal karbanos, and Menachos deals with karbanos that do not involve animals. It involves things that are tzomeach, that grow from the ground, chitim, sa'orim, and the like. Sometimes there's shemen and levona together with the flour that's brought as a karban mincha. Sometimes there's nischa yayin that are brought together with the karban mincha. Sefer Achinuch writes in Mitzvah Kuf Tes Zayin that Menachos come, the purpose of Menachos is to be machnia es yetzara adam, to cause a person to be humbled a little bit by seeing that he has to destroy and burn his property because of his averos. And the Sefer Achinuch goes on to say that the word mincha itself indicates that it's just a token, that it's something that's very small. Mincha means a gift normally, so since very often Menachos are both benedava, so the whole category is called Menachos as a gift, but also because it's the cheapest of all karbanos, and therefore a gift is normally a small token, so this is something that the Menachos are called a mincha. Whereas by Zvachim, some Zvachim, as we discussed at great length, are kachem kachem, and some are kachem kalim, when it comes to Menachos, they're all kachem kachem. There is no mincha that is kachem kalim. And there are a couple of karbanos that Gemara is going to discuss later on, in a few weeks from now, over a month from now actually, there are a couple of karbanos that seem like a mincha but aren't exactly a mincha. The chalos toda and rekike nazir are sort of karbanos mincha, but they're not exactly karbanos mincha. And the Masechta not only deals with menachos, along the way we deal with a lot of other very interesting and very nogel lemaisa topics. I mean, you'll find that typically the Rush, the Rif, are not going to comment on Masechtos in Seder Kachim because they're interested in what's brought halacha l'maisa. Yet, in Maseches Menachos, we have extensive comments of the Rush and the Rif, because the Masechta also deals with dinim of Sefer Torah, dinim of Tefillin, dinim of Mezuzah, dinim of Tzitzis. We have a whole Perek Katcheles, discusses many of these things. Halachas of Sfiras HaOmer come up in the Masechta. So there's a lot more than Menachos in Maseches Menachos. Over the next 109 days, we're going to see a lot of different types of topics. Typically speaking, Menachos are divided into three basic categories. There are menachos that are brought by a yachid, specifically nine types of menachos that are brought by a yachid. Five of them are ba b'neder b'nedava, and four of them are ba'os chova, or a chiv that a person would have to bring, like a chote, a knos, chavit, and chinuch. And then there's a second category. There are three menachos that are brought by a tzibur, the minchas ha'omer, the shtei alechem, the lechem apanim. We learn about the lechem apanim when we're young children already, when we learn about the different kelim and the mishkan and the shulchan and the lechem. We don't often think of the lechem apanim as a karban mincha, but that's what it is. It is a karban mincha that is brought every week. And then there are minchos nesachim. Minchos nesachim are karbanos mincha that are not independent, but rather they're brought as nesachim together with a zevach. They're brought together with a karban, with a behema, as a secondary thing that's brought together with the zevach. So that is the basic overview of what Menachos is all about. In today's daf, we're going to discuss it as follows. The Mishnah is going to start by discussing a Karban Mincha that's brought Shalal Lishma. Just like we started Zvachim with that topic, what happens if you bring a Zevach Shalal Lishma? We start Menachos with the same. What if a person brings a Karban Mincha Shalal Lishma? By most Menachos, Machshava is not going to passel the Mincha Legamri. It's only going to make it that it's not going to be Ola Labailim L'Shem Chov, what we're going to see in the Mishnah, that it doesn't count for the Bailim for what he was obligated to do, and he's going to have to bring another Karban Mincha, but the Mincha itself is still Kasher. The Mainaf Kamina, that a mincha is kosher, if it's not all the Bible of Shem Chova, you're still allowed to be maktir the komets. You take the kmitza from the mincha and you burn it on the mizbech, and you could still be ochel the shirayim. Whatever was not part of the kmitza, you're still allowed to eat if the korban is still kosher. In general, just like by a zevach, we learned there are four avodos, four primary avodos of a zevach, there are also four primary avodos by a korban mincha. By a korban mincha, the four primary avodos are, number one, kmitza. Kmitza would would parallel the shechita of a zevach. There's no shechita by mincha, obviously, but kmitza is taking the three fingers full of flour or flour and oil and levon or whatever it is are the ingredients of that mincha. And then after you take the kmitza, the second avoda is to put that kometz bikli, to put it into a kli shares, and you're makadish that kmitza in a kli shares. Then there's halacha, there's bringing it to the mizbeach, and haktara, burning that kmitza on the mizbeach. Those are the four basic avodos of the mincha, but we're going to see, our Mishnah is going to talk about what if you do one of the avodos shelo lishma. What does that do to your karban mincha? The Gemara is going to be medayik from what seems like one extra word in our Mishnah to teach us that if you do something shelo lishma, you do something incorrectly with a mincha, that is not licensed to continue doing everything else incorrectly. We're going to be medayik from our Mishnah that just because you do something wrong, it doesn't mean you can continue to do shelo lishma. You don't say, you know, oh, all is lost. I might as well, a lot of people think this like on a fast day, for example. They eat on a fast day. Ah, I ate already. Might as well just enjoy myself the rest of the day. No, if there's nisra achila, then you're not allowed to. So we're also, when it comes to a carbon milch, if you do something shelo lishma, you're not allowed to just go ahead and continue doing the other avodah shelo lishma. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to quote the shita of Rabbi Shimon. And the Gemara is going to point out that the shita of Rabbi Shimon seems to be against our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon holds that a mincha shelo lishma, not only is it kosher, it's ola lebailu l'shem chova. It works. It completely works when you bring a mincha shelo lishma. So the Gemara is going to point out that's against our Mishnah. And then what the Gemara is going to do, and this is going to take us well into tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to show it may not necessarily be that Rabbi Shimon is against our Mishnah, because first what we need to do to figure out whether Rabbi Shimon is against our Mishnah is to figure out what Rabbi Shimon really holds. You see, Rabbi Shimon, there's a stira within Rabbi Shimon. There are two brises that both quote Rabbi Shimon, and there's a stira within Rabbi Shimon. And there are three ways of resolving the stira. There's Rabba, there's Rava, and there is Rav Ashi. And if you hold like one of those three resolutions of Rabbi Shimon doesn't necessarily have to be against our Mishnah. What's going to make it challenging for us is that we're going to show today that, yeah, if you hold like Rav Ashi's resolution of the Stira and Rabbi Shimon's not against our Mishnah. Where do we first learn about Rav Ashi's resolution of the Stira and Rabbi Shimon? Gimel Amud Beis, midway down the page. So it's going to, you know, you sort of have to learn Daf Beis and Daf Gimel together, but that's just not the way Daf Yomi works. So, you know, we're going to learn Daf Beis and we're going to have to, okay, we'll have to learn Daf Gimel separately. But that's just what the Gemara is going to be doing over here. It's going to be showing a stira in Rabbi Shimon. Rabba is going to have a resolution to the stira of Rabbi Shimon in today's Daf. On Amud Beis tomorrow, Rava and Rav Ashi are going to have the other two resolutions. And the Gemara is going to challenge Rabba's resolution. That's going to be what the entire Gimel Amud Aleph is going to be about. Challenging Rabba's resolution of the stira in Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so now let's begin. Says the Mishnah, Kala Menachosh Nikmetzu Shalol Shman Ksheros Ela Shalol Bayl Mishem Chava. If you do the kmitza of a karban mincha Shalol Shma, it is a kasher karban, but it doesn't count for the chiyuv that the bailim is obligated, that the owner of that karban was obligated to bring. So if a person was obligated to bring a specific karban and he did the kmitza Shalol Shma, that karban mincha is a kasher karban, but he still has to bring something else in order to fulfill his personal obligation. Tosfos of Yer points out when we say shenikmitzu shelo lishman, it's lav dafka kmitza. The din of machshava shelo lishma by a mincha is by kmitza, but not only by kmitza, it's by all dalet avodos of a mincha. A machshava shelo lishma would have the same impact by any of the dalet avodos, and we're going to see, the Mishnah is going to pretty much be explicit about that. It's going to talk about nosan bekli, vahalach, vihiktir, shelo lishman, all the other avodos of putting it in a kli and walking it to the mizbech and being makdirit, and just like in the Gemara in Zvachim already, and Daf Yud Gimel and Beis told us that the dalet avodos of a mincha parallel the dalet avodos of a zevach. So clearly, when the Mishnah says shenik mitzu shelo lishman, it's lav dafka kmitza. We just pick the first and primary avoda of a mincha as an example, but all of the avodos of a mincha would be a perfectly good example. The reason that that's an important point to emphasize is that Rashi in Vayikra Parakei, Rashi writes, Chatos hi, Rashi says, Pirish nikmitza v'niktera lishma kshera shelo lishma psula. Rashi doesn't just give the example of nikmitza, he says Nikmitza v'niktara. If you had kmitza or the haktara, shalo lishma, it's going to be pasul. Lishma is kasher, shalo lishma is pasul. So the Mizrahi on Rashi says, you know, in the Mishnah only mentions kmitza. It doesn't mention haktara. So he says, maybe Rashi holds that hu hadin haktara. It's just that the Mishnah only gives the example of kmitza. And the whole conversation is difficult. Maybe hu hadin haktara? Of course hu hadin haktara. And you know what else? Hu hadin halacha. Hu hadin nesina b'kli. All the Dalai Ravodos, like Tosa says, it's hard to understand why one would think that Rashi is being more limiting than what Tosa suggests over here. Okay, so the simple pshat, if you do a kmitza shel lishma, or really any of the Dalai Ravodos shel lishma, the Karban Mincha is going to be kosher, but the Bailim is still going to owe another Karban. In order to fulfill his chiyuv, he's going to have to bring another Karban. Chutz mi minchas chote u minchas kenaos. But the exceptions to those rules are minchas chote and minchas kenaos. Minchas chote, minchas kenaos, shekamtsan shel lishman, nasan bekli, vahalach, vihikter shel lishman. By minchas chote and minchas kenaos is by Sota. Minchas Chote is not by Sota. Minchas Chote is a Karban Mincha that's brought when a person does any Avera for which he's chayiv in Olav Yored. So the cheapest of the Olav Yored means that if he could afford it, he brings more expensive. If he can't afford it, he brings a cheaper Karban. So the cheapest of them is a Mincha. So what do you bring an Olav Yored for? A person violates Shvuas HaEdus, right? Someone is Mashpia, someone else that he doesn't know him Edus, and he really did know Edus, but he swore that he didn't know Edus, and he could have. So he has to bring a carbon, a minchas chote, or someone who goes into the Beis HaMikdash or eats kachim bishogeg when he's tameh has to bring an olav yared. So he has to bring a mincha if he can't afford better. Someone who takes a shvuah sheker, someone, right, he says lo achalti and really achal. So a shvuah sheker, he has to bring a minchas chote. Minchas knaos is the mincha that a sota brings, that a woman who's a sota has to bring the minchas knaos. The Gemara Masechta Sota has a discussion about the unique nature of the minchas sota, the minchas kenaos. It's an unusual karban. It's saorim, it's nachitim, it's barley. The Gemara comments because she acts like an animal, so the type of karban that she brings is animal food. It's not human food. It's a degrading kind of karban. But anyway, that's beside the point. The point over here is that those are exceptions. Minchas chote and minchas kenaos are exceptions to the rule if any part of it was done shalo lishman. And that's what the Mishnah is saying, Shekamtsan Shalashman, or Nasan Bekli, or Vahalach, or Vehikdir Shalashman. Any part of them are done Shalashman, Olishman Vishalashman, or even if it's partially done Lishma and partially Shalashma, Olishman Vishalashman, as Rashi points out, even within a single Avoda, not even from one Avoda to the next, within a single Avoda, you do partially Lishma, partially Shalashma, or partially Shalashma, partially Lishma. Psulos, those are going to be possible. The carbon itself is going to be possible, which would mean that you're not allowed to be makter the komets, you're not allowed to eat the shirayim of that carbon mincha. It is absolutely possible, unlike every other carbon mincha, where the carbon's still kosher, it's just not olo lebailim l'shem chova. So what we see from our Mishnah is, by every carbon, shalo l'shma will at least make it that the bailim wasn't yotzei yischiv. By two of the carbonos mincha, it will be so impactful that to have makshav shalo l'shma will actually ruin the entire carbon. That's dafka by the chote and the kenaos. Keta lishman v'shalol lishman. What are examples of lishman v'shalol lishman? So l'shem minchas chote u'l'shem minchas nedava. A person's bringing a minchas chote, and he first has a machshava for minchas chote, but then he also has a machshava for minchas nedava, but it's not a minchas nedava. So that's shalol lishma. What would be an example of shalol lishman v'lishman? L'shem minchas nedava, l'shem minchas chote. Right? We probably could have predicted that you have in the reverse order the machshava. You have first a machshava shalol lishma of nedava, and then a machshava of a chote. If you look at Rashi, the last Rashi on the Mishnah, O shalol lishma v'lishmo be'elu shtei menachos psulin ve'ein shirei ne'echolin. That dafka by the chote and by the knaos, by the minchas knaos, the carbon is going to be possible. You're not going to be allowed to eat the shirayim. V'taima mefarish b'gemara. Now, what the Mishnah did not explain is why these two are different. So Rashi immediately alerts us. Don't worry. The Gemara will explain why they are different. V'hadetana, O shalol lishmo v'lishmo. De lo teim lishmo v'shelo lishmo hu de psula de tafis loshon achron. Al shelo lishmo v'lo lishmo lo. Kamash mlo and daf betchilus varvadim nitfas islan. Rashi's bothered why the Mishnah has to tell me both a halacha when you have a machshava shelo lishmo v'shelo lishmo and shalol lishmo v'lishmo. I mean, obviously, you mix in any sort, the point is, you mix in any sort of machshava shalol lishmo, it's going to ruin it, right? So why do you have to give me both examples? When you have a machshava first of lishmo, and then a machshava first of shalol lishmo, so Rashi says, we're more likely to assume that whatever you thought last is going to be most impactful. So to say lishmo v'shalol lishmo will possibly your carbon, yeah, because shalol lishmo is the last thing you thought. But I might have thought that it's in the reverse, you start with shalol lishmo, then you go to lishmo, I might think that that's okay, because you sort of corrected yourself. That you, even though you started the Machshava Shlo Lishmo, you corrected it. You went back on course and had a Machshava Lishmo. So as Rashi tells us, no, that's why the Mishnah has to be Mechadish to us, that it's going to be possible regardless. By the Minchas Knos and Minchas Sota, it's going to be possible in any event, regardless of which order the person has his machshava in. You know, the Achronim raise an interesting question, an intriguing question. The Achronim raise the question: how is machshava shalol lishma going to pass the korban, or even just by the other minachos, even make it that it's not ola lebailum shem chova? The Gemara in Zvachim told us that a machshava to have a machshava shalol lishma is aser, right? Lo yichashev. You're not allowed to have a machshava shalol lishma. And there's a sugi in the beginning of Maseches Temura that tells us, Kol milsa dam rachmana lo sa'avid, i'avid lo mahani. It's machlokes by Rava, but whether i'avid mihani or i'avid lo mahani, but the idea essentially is, if you hold i'avid lo mahani, is that when the Torah tells you not to do something, the Torah is not just telling you not to do something, it's telling you, you are incapable of affecting any chalos with that action. You can't do it. You are incapable of doing it. So, okay, the Torah tells me not to eat basar b'chalav, and I eat basar b'chalav, obviously I'm capable of eating basar b'chalav. So, obviously it's not a chalos, not a halachic chalos that's happening, but whenever the action that the Torah forbids is some sort of chalos, it's some sort of halachic chalos that's taking effect, the Torah is telling me, you're not capable of affecting that chalos. Right, so when the Torah tells me I'm not allowed to have a machshava shalol lishma, it's telling me not just that I'm not allowed to do it, but yavid lamahani, having a machshava shalol lishma won't have any impact. I will have done nothing. I'm not capable of doing it. Not only will I have violated the ratzon hamakom, the ratzon of Kadosh Baruch Hu, but I didn't even accomplish anything with my machshava shalol lishma. It's kilu I brought it all. So the Achronim will ask the kasha. So how does a machshava shalol lishma ruin a karban? If you really hold the yavid lamahani, how could a machshava shalol lishma ruin a karban? So that's a fascinating discussion that the Archonim have. They work on it, why it is that Machshava Shlo Lishma by a Karban is an exception to that rule of I'avid Lo Mahani. That's a sugi Maseches Temura. The Gemara gives something like, 14 examples of throughout Shas, of I'avid Mahani, I'avid Lo Mahani. That's sort of Sachs commented once, that whenever he tries to give a Chakira, and he gives 14 examples from throughout Shas, some of the Talmidim will say, no, that's not my Derech HaLimud. He said, not my Derech HaLimud, it's the Gemara's Derech HaLimud. That's the way that's the way we're supposed to learn. So that's the example he uses of how it's the Gemara's Derech HaLimud. Okay, but going back to our Gemara now. Lamed Mishnah Ella, that very first line of the Mishnah says that all menachos are nichnas shlo lishman are kasher. Ella shelo alu lebayil m'shem chova. Why do you need the word Ella? Just say velo alu lebayil m'shem chova. They don't count toward the chova that toward the bayilim schiv of the karban. In general, the sugi in the beginning of Maseches Pesachim tells us that a person is always supposed to teach bederech kitzara. We're always supposed to say things as succinctly as possible, and therefore we don't like to have extra words in the Mishnah. What does the word Ella add to the Mishnah? Listeni vilo alu lebayilim l'shem chova. So says Gemara hakamash mulan lebayilim hudilo alu l'shem chova hamincha gufa ksheira. That it's not only for the bayilim, but it's still considered a kasher mincha. Which the truth is explicit in the Mishnah as well. But the point is va'asher l'shnuye. That's what we're adding with the word Ella. That it's still kasher to the extent that you're not allowed to do any other part of it shelo lishma. You might think, oh, I already did part of it shelo lishma, so it's so what's the difference if I continue to do more shelo lishma? No, asur l'shinuyei. You're not allowed to do anything else shelo lishma. Once you've already been mishana, you've already done something shelo lishma. As Rashi says, rosh l'shinuyei b'shinuyei acher kigonim aver v'kamtzu shelo lishma asur l'aseis komitz b'kli shelo lishma. That you're not allowed to put the komitz if you did the komitzah shelo lishma, you can't do the nesina b'kli shelo lishma. You're not allowed to continue. Kidarava to Amarava, and this is exactly like Rava says, Ola Shashachta Shalolishma, if you shach the carbon ola shalolishma, Asr Lizram Dama Shalolishma. You can't then go do the Zrika Sadam Shalolishma. Why? Two possibilities. Ibai say Masvara, Ibai say Makra. We could derive this from a Svara, we could derive it from Pasuk. Ibai say Masvara, the Svara is very simple. Mishum de Mishani ba Kalhani, Lishn ba Benezel. Because you're a Mishana, you made one mistake. So what? You should continue to make more mistakes. The Gemara has an expression elsewhere. Misha Ochal Shum, Varecha Nodev, Yachsov Yochal Shum. If a person ate garlic and his breath stinks, so how should he cure it? He should cure it by eating more garlic, meaning that it's only going to make it worse. You take a Listerine strip or something. You try to fix it. You don't just make it worse by doing more of the wrong thing. So it doesn't make any sense to continue to do Shelo Lishma. So do whatever you can in the right way going forward. That's the Svara. V'ibay say Makra, or it could just be a Pasuk that we derive it from. Why? What does the Pasuk say? Motzis v'secha tishmar. You should be careful about what you said and follow through with what you commit to do and do kasher nadarta l'Hashem Elokecha nidava. Now, neder, nidava, when you translate them into English, sound like very similar words. What you've committed, what you've promised, what you've vowed. But in halacha, they are very, very different from each other. One is harei alai, and one is harei zeh. Right? Neder is I'm making a commitment on myself. I commit to bring a karban. So if, let's say I committed to bring a karban, and the karban that I planned on bringing, the animal got lost. The commitment's still there. I still have to do it. Nidava is not a commitment on me, it's a commitment on the animal. That animal, harei zoo, ola. That, and if that animal gets lost, I don't have to replace it with another one because the commitment wasn't on me, it was on the... So hugely different in halacha, neder and nedava. And yet the pasuk uses the term neder and nedava within five words of each other. So nedava, nederu, how can I call it a nedava? It's a neder. Karile neder, karile nedava? What's going on in this pasuk? Ela im kemash nedarta asisa, yehe neder. If you took a neder to bring a karban and you did it exactly as you said you were going to do it, good. That's a fulfillment of your neder. V'im lav. But let's say you had a machshava shelo lishma somewhere along the way. You didn't do exactly what your neder was, had committed you to do. So then, yehei nedava. The karban is still going to be a kasher karban, but it doesn't fulfill your neder. It's going to be like a nedava, where you're still going to have to fulfill your neder by bringing another karban. Okay, but it's like a nedava. Unedava, mishari lishnuyeva. And the halach is by a nedava. You cannot be mishan. You're not allowed to change it. You're not allowed to do anything different from what you committed to do by nedava. You have to continue to do it lishma. So two possible sources why it is that once you've already done something shelo lishma, you cannot go further shelo lishma. Either a svara, it doesn't make sense to do more wrong things, or a pasuk that it transforms with the first machshava shelo lishma from a neder to a nedava, but a nedava also has to be brought lishma. There is a question in the Achronim, a major discussion in the Achronim with many, many rayas back and forth. This idea that if you do shelo lishma, that you're not allowed to continue doing shelo lishma. Let's say you had a machshava shelo lishma. Can you b'shinui kodesh? You had a machshava that this is a different carbon than it is, right? That you're bringing it as a different carbon than it really is. You bring in Ola L'Shem Shlamin. And now you're certainly not allowed to continue to bring the Ola L'Shem Shlamin, right? That's clear in the Gemara. But what about the following? What about, you've already had your Machshava of Ola L'Shem Shlamin, and now you have a Machshava that Reuven's Karban should count for Shimon. You have a Machshava of a Shinoi Bailim. So it's a different kind of Shlo L'Shma. So why would that be any better? Meaning, after all, we said if you did bad, right? Why would it be any better? No, because once you have that first Machshava of Shlo L'Shma, what's the halacha? The carbon is kosher, but it's lo ala l'baylim l'shem chova. It was Reuven's carbon. You had a machshavah shloshma. So now the one halacha that immediately is chal is that it's no longer Reuven's carbon. It can no longer count as Reuven's carbon. So maybe it doesn't really matter at that point if you have a machshavah that it's count l'shem Shimon, because it's not going to count l'shem Reuven anyway. So maybe the svara that why would you continue doing something wrong, something inappropriate with it? Maybe that's only true when it's a shinoi kodesh, not when it's a shinoi bailim. So that's a discussion in the achronim. Maybe tell you on whether you follow the pasuk or whether you follow the svara, right? Sometimes the Gemara does that. The Gemara will bring both the pasuk and a svara to indicate that svara is also a din d'oraisa. Svara is also something that's a formidable source for something. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Lema masnisa d'lo k'rabbi Shimon. So this is going to be the discussion that takes us through the entire daf, tomorrow's daf, that our Mishnah seems to be against Rabbi Shimon, right? Because our Mishnah was very clear. You bring a carbon shelo l'shma, it's at best, it's not olah l'bayim l'shem chova. By the minchas chote, minchas knos, even worse than that, it's not even a kosher carbon. And you know what Rabbi Shimon says? D'tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol ha'menachos shenik mitzu shelo l'shman, Ksheros ve'alul l'bailun l'shem chova. The carbon is kosher and it counts for the bailun l'shem chova. It's totally fine. Sheina menachos domos l'zvachim, because the carbon mincha is different than a zevach. Shakomets machvas l'shem marcheshes ma'aseh mochichon ale l'shem machvas. A very interesting svara. What does it mean, shalol l'shma? You're taking a carbon mincha that's supposed to be in a machvas, in a certain type of kli, and you're saying that it should be l'shem marcheshes. But everyone sees that you're putting it in a machvas, not in a marcheshes. So it's so absurd to say that you're doing it l'shem a marcheshes when you're putting it in a machvas that no one will pay any attention to your machshava. Your machshava is worthless because it's directly contradicted by your actions. You see, when it comes to a zevach, the Gemara is going to explain. When it comes to a zevach, all the actions are the same. So your machshava might really change it. Your machshava will really be a game changer. But when it comes to a mincha, the actions of one carbon are so different from the actions of another carbon that if you're doing the shei machva, you're doing a carbon that's a machvas, and you're doing it l'shem marcheshes, what you're doing it l'shem makes no difference because it's contradicted by your actions. Chareva l'shem balula, or you decide to bring a dry carbon l'shem, a carbon that's balul, that's mixed with oil. Mincha schote is chareva, mincha sknaos is chareva. You don't put shemen on it; it's dry. So you bring, I'm bringing it l'shem a wet carbon, but everyone sees there's no oil on it. It's obviously not a balul carbon. So maaseh mochichon ale l'shem chareva. It's obvious that it's being brought dry. Aval b'zvachim ein okein. But by zvachim, that's not true. Because by zvachim, all the karbanos are all the actions of the karbanos are exactly the same. Shchita achas l'kulon. Every zevach has the same shchita. Zrika achas l'kulon. Every zevach has the same zrika. V'kabbalah achas l'kulon. Every zevach has the same kabbalah. Now, you might be wondering, well, wait a second. Doesn't that contradict the last 4 months of what we've been learning? Meaning, how this one is shchita sabat safo, and that one is shchita sabat darum, and this one, what do you mean? Everyone is the same shchita, the same zrika? So Tosos starts to deal with it. The Gemara is going to deal with it also. And Tosos points out there are so many kashas on this that you have to say that when the Gemara later on, not in today's daf, is going to ask kashas on this, the Gemara could have asked 1,000 more kashas, because it's not true. Zrika bet safon, zrika bet darum. You know, shchita bet safon, shchita bet darum. Zrika, matana achas, dal matana, shtayim shein arba. Every carbon has different rules. Lamala, lamata, right? You have all these different. So it's difficult to understand what the Gemara is saying, but the Gemara just sort of like makes this statement that by zvachim it's all the same. So your machshava is going to matter more since whatever you're doing is not going to clearly contradict your machshava. Whereas by menachos, your machshava doesn't matter so much because whatever you're doing will be obvious that your machshava that your machshava is worthless. So says Gemara hani. So point is though, all of this is explaining Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon who says that when you do shalol l'shma, the zevach is 100% fine. The zevach is the mincha rather is 100% fine. It's 100% kosher, and it's ol l'bailum shem chova. That's against our Mishnah. So says the Gemara. Well, it all depends how you understand Rabbi Shimon, because you see, we're going to have a stira within shitas Rabbi Shimon. There are going to be three ways to resolve the stira within shitas Shitas Rabbi Shimon. And the third way to resolve that stira is Rav Ashi's way, which is the middle of Gimel Amud Beis tomorrow. And if you understand Rabbi Shimon's Shita, the way Rav Ashi understood it, by resolving a stira within Rabbi Shimon, the way Rav Ashi did, then it will turn out Rabbi Shimon is not against our Mishnah. What does any of that mean? So Gemara gives us a little bit of an inkling now. Hanichal Rav Ashi da Amar kan bekomets machvas l'shum marcheshes, kan bekomets minchas machvas l'shum minchas marcheshes, masnisin mincha l'shum minchahi. According to Rav Ashi, the resolution of the stira, in Rabbi Shimon is that the first brisa, the brisa that we quoted, is talking about where you say that you are being komets machmas l'shum archeshes, but you don't say the name of the mincha, just the name of the kli that you're using. Whereas the second brisa of Rabbi Shimon is where you actually say the name of the korban, l'shum minchas marcheshes, not l'shum just the kli, but l'shum the name of the mincha, that it's a minchas marcheshes. So it turns out that when does Rabbi Shimon say that if you do it shelo lishma, it's perfectly fine, it's perfectly kosher? That's if you never mention the shem karban. You only mention the shem kli. But if you do shelo lishma by mentioning a shem karban, then in a chinami, Rabbi Shimon would agree to what it says in our Mishnah, that it could be pasul, or it could at least be not all by shem chova. So if that resolution of Rabbi Shimon is correct, Rabbi Shimon could actually agree with our Mishnah. Problem is, ela l'rabba v'rava, ma'ikala. There are two other ways to resolve the stira in Rabbi Shimon, and that is Rabba and Rava. So according to Rabba and Rava, how are we going to understand how Rabbi Shimon could be reconciled with our Mishnah? V'chi tema k'dekamashani Rabba kan b'shinoi kodesh kan b'shinoi bailim. You're going to tell me what? Like Rabba suggests that there's the difference between shinoi kodesh and shinoi bailim, that when does Rabbi Shimon hold that it's okay when you have when you have a shinoi kodesh, when you have in mind that it should count as a different kind of mincha. So that's where Rabbi Shimon says this svara, that it's obvious that what your shalol lishma is against your actions, so your machshava is worthless, as opposed to shinoi bailim. There's nothing about your actions that shows that it's being done for Reuven as opposed to Shimon. So a machshava of a shinoi bailim is actually going to be problematic. So what? So you want to tell me that Rabbi Shimon is only going to passel it when your machshava shalol lishma is l'shem the wrong bailim? So, yeah, but that's not going to help us with our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah's Machshava Shalol Lishma was not L'shem the wrong Bailim. Hamas Nisin, Shinoi Kodeshu. The Mishnah Shalol Lishma was talking about you have Machshava for the wrong Karban. How do I know that? Dikatani. The Mishnah gave an example. Keital Lishman v'Shalol Lishman, L'shum Minchas Chote, L'shum Minchas Nedava. It spoke about different types of Karban Mincha, not different Bailim of the Karban Mincha. V'inami Kitakamashani Rava. Or what? You're going to tell me like Rava's resolution of Rabbi Shimon. Can become its mincha l'shum mincha, can become its mincha l'shum zevach. That the difference is, if a person is come its mincha l'shum mincha, that's where Rabbi Shimon is going to say that it's going to be kosher. But if you come its mincha l'shum zevach, that's where he's going to say that it's pasul. So how do you reconcile Rabbi Shimon with our Mishnah? You're going to say that our Mishnah is talking about where you come its mincha l'shum zevach, and that's why Rabbi Shimon fits with our Mishnah. But that's not true. Amas nisin mincha l'shum mincha u'diktani. The Mishnah was very clear that it was about a mincha l'shum mincha when you do shalol l'shma. Why? Because it's the katani shalol l'shman v'l'shman l'shem minchas nedava l'shem minchas chotei, that it's all within mincha, it has nothing to do with zavach. So we're going to see that according to Rabba and Rava's resolution of Shitas Rabbi Shimon, the Mishnah is against Rabbi Shimon. And again, if it's a little confusing at this point, that's because the Gemara is assuming we already learned all of Dav Gimel, right? Meaning, we're now going to present what the stira is within Shitas Rabbi Shimon and the three resolutions of that stira. So the Gemara tells us, let's fill in the blanks in this whole discussion. V'ramid Rabbi Shimon ad Rabbi Shimon. We have a stira within Shitas Rabbi Shimon. D'tanya, Rabbi Shimon, Amar Kodesh Kadashim, Mikachatos v'cha'asham. That Karban Mincha is like a chatos and it's like an asham. In what sense? Yeshman kachatos, yeshman kasham. Some Karbanos Mincha are like a chatos and some are like an asham. Minchas chote harehi kachatos. A minchas chote is like a Karban chatos in the sense that Leficha kamtsa shalol l'shma psula kechatas, just like a chatas shalol l'shma is pasul if you do a mincha. minchas chote shelo lishma, it's pasul, but minchas nedava hareika asham. A minchas nedava has the same status as just like a carbon asham. Leficha kamsa shelo lishma kshera, and that's why if you do it shelo lishma, it's going to be kasher. And ukaasha ma asham kasher ve'eno meratze, just like an asham, it's kasher, but it's not going to be all the bialim shem chava. It's not going to be meratze. Af minchas nedava is kshera ve'eno meratze. A minchas nedava is kasher, but it's not meratze. So what do we have over here? We have a second brisa that quotes Shitas Rabbi Shimon that seems to say exactly what our Mishnah says. The second brisa that quotes Shitas Rabbi Shimon says that whenever you bring a mincha shelo lishma, well, if it's a minchas chote, zero. You've accomplished nothing. If it's a minchas nedava, kasher karban, not olah b'ayim shem chav. It's exactly what our Mishnah said. Problem is, it's not what Rabbi Shimon said. On the top of Amud Beis, over here, Rabbi Shimon said that any mincha that shelo lishma is perfectly fine. It's olah b'ayim shem chav even. It's perfectly good across the board. How do we reconcile the stira within Rabbi Shimon? So today, we're only going to have one way of reconciling the stira, and that is Rabba. Amar Rabba lo kasha. Kan b'shinoi kodesh, kan b'shinoi b'ayim. Rabba simply says there's a difference between when you have shinoi kodesh and you have shinoi bailim, when you the first brisa where Rabbi Shimon says it's totally kosher is talking about you do the kmitza l'shem a different mincha. The second brisa, which says that it could be problematic, is you do it l'shem the wrong owner. So Amalei Abaye says, I don't understand the svara. Michti machshava de pasul rachmana hekeshahi mali shinoi kodesh mali shinoi bailim. It's a hekesh from the pasuk that we compare a mincha to an asham and a chatas. Why then would it make a difference? By asham and a chatas doesn't make a difference whether your shalol lishma was shinoi kodesh or shinoi bailim. So why by a mincha should it make a difference whether your shalol lishma was shinoi kodesh or shinoi bailim? Amalei maaseh amalchichin dekam Rabbi Shimon svarihi. Well, Rabbi Shimon says this is not, you know, a chok. This is, there's a very good svara why it is that shalol lishma has no impact on your karban mincha, because it's obvious that your shalol lishma is not being carried out. Maisa. What you're doing is against your machshava. So it's Rabbi Shimon Darish time of Dekra. Rabbi Shimon is Darish time of Dekra. And he therefore says that's the only kind of machshava that's not going to be problematic, when the machshava is so off from your Maisa that it's obvious that your machshava is worthless. But if your machshava is not so obviously against your Maisa, then your machshava is going to be problematic. Machshava de lo minkara pasul rachmana, machshava de minkara lo pasul rachmana. When it's a machshava that's not so nicker, then it's going to pasul, because it could be that the machshava is more impactful. But when it's obvious that the machshava is very nicker, then it's not going to possible, because it's obvious that your machshava is worthless. The idea of Doresh time of the cross is a much bigger sugya in Shas, but just to translate what the words mean, everyone agrees that there is a reason for the dinim in the Torah. We always look for reasons in the dinim in the Torah. Rabbi Shimon's chiddush is that we could change the halacha based on the reasons. Doresh means like Yud Gimel Midrash Torah Nidreshes Ben. We could derive halacha from time of the cross, and that's exactly what he's doing over here, that the machshava will only possible when the machshava is not so obviously incorrect. But if it's obviously incorrect, then the machshava will not pass. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, will begin by challenging Rabbah tomorrow.